Hello, and thanks again for your call. This is the Daily Inspiration for today. Brother Jeff Chapman down here in the hills of Tennessee, living for Jesus, telling people about Jesus, praying for revival, hoping to see all men that I come in contact with warmed and changed and ready to meet God. Interesting passage here. Great passage in the 24th chapter of Matthew. A reminder in the 24th chapter of Matthew, verse 35 says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." And he goes on to say in verse 36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father knoweth. But as the days of Noe were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noe entered the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." Verse 44, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Something that ought to make you and I very angry and very dissatisfied with the normal Christianity around us is the attitude toward the coming of the Lord. So many people want to discount it. They want to ignore it. They want to set dates. They want to say it couldn't happen yet because thus and thus, or it's already happened. That's foolishness. The Bible tells us to watch and to keep watching. It says there that one is going to be taken and the other left. I want you to know today, which of the two are you going to be? Are you going to be the one that is left to pay for your own sins in hell forever, facing the wrath of God? Or will you be the one where it says that God will gather his elect from the four winds? Those on his right hand, the sheep. Those on his left hand, the goats. One will be taken, the other left. Left to hell. Left to their sins. Left to suffer their regret and the remembrance of rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. And it won't be for a day. It won't be for a seminar. It won't be for a weekend. It will be forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Eternity without God. Eternity in the lake of fire and torment and suffering. The Bible tells us that God's word is going to stand. It's not going to pass away. The days of Noah, they mocked, they scoffed, they would not believe. God shut the door. If Noah could have shut and opened that door, no doubt Noah would have let more in. But there was an appointed time, and the skeptics would not enter the ark. God had to seal and shut that door. And when God shut the door, no man can open. And we are so near and so ready to meet the Lord. He will come back with flaming fire. He will come back with the sword of his mouth, judging this world. One's going to be taken, the other's going to be left. I'm telling you, it's time to warn, it's time to get right, it's time to live right, and it's time to watch. Let's be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour. It says here, let's read that verse again, verse 44. Matthew 24, verse 44, in conclusion today. "Therefore be ye also ready, For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. There's an old hymn. It says, are you ready? Are you ready? This scripture says, to be ye also ready. It says, are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready? I tell you, the Bible says that every man is going to see God. They that pierced him are going to see him. Jesus, he said every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. Jesus said that, every knee. That means every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. There's nobody that's not going to acknowledge that he is who he is. But most will be left. It's not a 50% saved. The Bible says few there be that find. Let's be one of the few. Let's be one of the glad. Let's be one of those watching. That's one of these that is in verse 44. Be you ready? We're going to be ready. I want to be ready. God bless you today. Meditate on these things, and you shall find eternal life if you'll obey them. Have a great day in Jesus' name.